At the 2013 Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum, I am visiting with Lauren August, brand manager for MS Technologies, and also Eric Peters, who is with Bayer Crop Science. We've got a big announcement being made here. Lauren, we had just talked recently about this new soybean trait that just had an event name, I guess you would call it, but now we've got an official brand name. Let's start right there.
Absolutely. It's been an exciting day here at Ag Issues Forum. At 8 o'clock this morning, we announced the new Balance GT, which is the soybean performance system. Formerly, many people have probably heard of it through its event name, FG72. But going forward, you can definitely look for more information on our website at balancegtsoybeans.com. We'll also be releasing additional yield data. We'll have test plots available for growers here in the coming months as well to learn more about Balance GT.
And it's got a whole new look and everything.
It does. It has some bright new colors. You know, we have a green color, and then we're also working in with the herbicide, the traditional Bayer herbicide look and feel.
Well, speaking of that, and that's a good transition here, Eric, on the Bayer side, you deal with the herbicide area. Talk about how what you're doing fits in this collaboration in this system.
Absolutely. The Balance GT soybean is tolerant to both glyphosate and isoxaflutol, so we will be launching a product that we anticipate to get registered down the road as the soybeans get approval. And that product is registration pending, but what it brings to the grower is an HPPD mode of action, so it's the first mode of action or first HPPD mode of action available for soybean growers. So that'll give them an option to rotate chemistries in soybeans that they haven't had that option before. Offers excellent residual of both grass and broadleaf weeds. So we believe it will offer growers some extra utility and extra ability to manage some of their weed resistance issues and just give excellent weed control overall.
Well, we've already heard that whole weed resistance issue brought up here at this forum and have been hearing a lot of it lately. Just how important is that, not only to soybean growers, but to Bayer, obviously?
Well, certainly weed resistance is a problem that many growers have experienced. You know, glyphosate resistance is the one that is top of mind for most growers, and it's a problem that is spreading. So we think that growers will continue to need different modes of action and rotate multiple modes of action so they can keep that problem under control.
So where are we at in this whole launch process here? How do we describe kind of where we're at, when this will actually be available commercially to the growers to use this new system?
So right now we're working through the regulatory process, getting approvals. We are anticipating a launch in 2015 for both the Balance GT soybean and the herbicide that will be used with it.
So right now it's kind of more a matter of just creating the awareness, and I guess you mentioned field trial data, mm-hmm. Probably some more of that will be going on?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we're trying to educate growers, we're making agronomists, industry people aware that this is coming. We'll also be announcing here in the coming months what shows we'll be at, and through now all the way up through 2015, so people can get a firsthand look at what Balance GT is really about.
Well, since you're still waiting on that whole registration thing, I guess you're not taking orders yet, right?
No, we are not. We do encourage, you know, if people are interested or see interest in the future, they certainly can reach out. We have information on the Balance GT website. Again, that's balancegtsoybeans.com. They can contact us, and we will be in touch once we have more information on licensing available.
But at least at this point, getting this information out, growers can kind of start putting that into the planning process, at least making some notes, mental if not written, that they should be looking ahead to Balance GT as a system for their farm when we get a little bit further down the road then.
Yeah, that's really our hope. And, you know, like Eric said, we know that herbicide-resistant weeds are pretty abundant down south. We know that it's growing northward, so we really just want to make growers aware at this point so they can plan for the future.
Now, have you had an opportunity since, I know we're just announcing the brand name here, but Eric at Bayer, to have a little bit of feedback at all, just what some of the growers are thinking in terms of having this availability coming down the road?
Yeah, well, I think growers welcome more options in general. And certainly what Balanced GT system brings to the growers is a new herbicide trait package that does give them more options on their farm.
Well, we will look forward to kind of keeping up to date as we move through this whole process. But congrats to both of you, I guess, for this announcement of Balanced GT, a new soybean performance system being announced here. We're at the Ag Issues Forum, but at Commodity Classic this week in Kissimmee, Florida. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.